Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump pleads not guilty. The White House bans a transgender activist who went topless at the Pride Party. What kind of sentence is that? 8 in 10 adults are now seriously stressed about our country's future, and artificial intelligence resurrects John Lennon. That's all coming up. And then your message of the day is about Donald Trump's arraignment, pleading not guilty in Miami. The former president arraigned on 37 federal counts for allegedly mishandling classified material after leaving the White House. The Espionage Act. So keep in mind, after his election, he was a Russian spy. It was like Russian collusion. He was a compromised Russian agent. And now, with this indictment, he's guilty of the Espionage Act. And as we'll talk about a little later, when he gets indicted for January 6th, he'll be an insurrectionist. Following his court appearance, Trump stopped at a restaurant in Miami and was beloved, and everyone sang happy birthday. It's his birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday to Donald Trump. Jake Tapper was on CNN, and they were showing a video of everyone embracing Donald Trump in the restaurant, and he couldn't take it. He told the control room to get that off the screen. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle the juxtaposition of everyone on CNN talking about what a horrible day this is and what a terrible person he is, and then everyone in Miami singing happy birthday to him and praying for him. The White House banned a transgender influencer after the activist appeared topless at Joe Biden's Pride Party on the White House lawn. Footage of the 27-year-old, who is a man living as a woman, went viral on social media. A White House spokesperson said this behavior is inappropriate and disrespectful for any event at the White House. It is not reflective of the event we hosted to celebrate LGBTQI plus families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. A survey from One Poll finds 83% of U.S. adults report severe anxiety over the fate of the nation. About 72% believe America is at its lowest point since the revolution. A majority cite racial tension, COVID, and the 2024 presidential election as a significant source of stress in their daily lives. The 2024 election, buckle up. We got a long way to go. By the way, this is why I started my podcast, Politics by Faith, is to help alleviate the stress and anxiety over politics. The Beatles are ready to release a new song with the help of artificial intelligence. Paul McCartney confirming producers used artificial intelligence to reconstruct John Lennon's voice from old tape. The song is an unfinished demo from 1978 called Now and Then. The Beatles disbanded in 1970, and John Lennon was shot and killed in New York City 10 years later. He was just 40 years old. I'm Mike Slater. Three things you need to know about Trump's arraignment coming up next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Three things you need to know about Donald Trump's indictment. First, Eileen Cannon. This case is based out of Florida and was randomly assigned to Judge Cannon,
a judge that was appointed by President Trump. Now, the left is freaking out about this. It's completely random. Whoever's in charge of divvying up the cases said normal procedures were followed. Now, they're saying, oh, but there's bias. Okay, you want to talk about bias? The special prosecutor in this case, the guy who was appointed the special counsel because he's a man without bias? Well, now we come to find out his wife has donated $2,000 to Biden's campaign. And in 2020, she was the producer of a documentary on Michelle Obama that fell in line with her book tour. So the special counsel's wife is a political activist. Are you kidding me? But Eileen Cannon is going to have an influence here because, among other things, she has the ability to set the calendar. I imagine she would kick this case down the road for as long as possible. And then if Trump wins, he can pardon himself. Second thing to know is that indictments are written by the prosecution, and they do not have to tell the whole story at all. They don't have to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. They don't need to include any context at all, and they don't need to provide any sort of defense of Donald Trump. The job of an indictment is to make as compelling of accusations as possible. Now, that also happens to be in the best interest of the Democrats right now. All they have to do is make the accusations. Then the media repeats them over and over and over again for a year or two, and it sticks well enough. And then by the time it's all disproved, which it always has been, the damage has already been done, and we're like three or four hoaxes down the road. So when you read the indictment or when you hear people talk about the indictment they've read, know that it's only a small part of the story. Third thing to know, the real indictment hasn't even been released yet. That is the one that's going to be coming out of DC. With the Russian hoax, if you remember, in the very beginning of his presidency, the whole argument was that Trump is a Russian agent. With this indictment, the key word is espionage. He violated the Espionage Act. He's a spy. And with the DC indictment that one day will happen, this is related to January 6th, the charges will be insurrection. Russian foreign agent, espionage, insurrection. Do you see a theme? Do you see a theme with these hoaxes? They all claim that Trump is un-American or hates America. He's a traitor to America. Weird for a guy whose entire platform is America first. And the American people know that. Which brings us to the final and most important point. Things like this always make Trump stronger. For the 4 years of his presidency and the 2 years after, all we've heard is the walls are closing in. That's all we've heard. Yet, they've never closed. It's important to contemplate, people who have Trump derangement syndrome, how deep-seated their desire for revenge really is. They don't call it revenge, of course. They call it justice. You'll hear that word thrown around a lot. We believe in justice. There's a fine line between justice and revenge. Friedrich Nietzsche said, "But thus I counsel you, my friends, mistrust all in whom the impulse to punish is powerful. And when they call themselves the good and the just, do not forget that they would be Pharisees if only they had power." Well, these people do have power. And they may pretend, they may even think that they're doing it all in the name of compassion and love for the marginalized and in the name of justice and taking out the evil dictator Donald Trump. But just know that these justice-minded people would crucify the man if they had the chance. I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Coming up next, something you may not know about crime in California, coming to a city near you.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Gavin Newsom was on Sean Hannity's show the other day talking about California and in particular crime and how crime's not a problem at all. Don't worry about it. Even though the other day, Oakland had a town meeting, 500 people freaking out about crime. They're yelling at the representatives up on stage. A 60-year-old woman said, "Two kids beat the blank out of me in front of my house last Monday night. Down on the pavement, punching me, kicking me, dragging me through the street. It's happening everywhere." Another San Francisco woman said, "We don't feel safe. I don't want to go out of my house. I don't feel safe anymore." Let me give you a remarkable story on this point. Jen Angel, she was an anti-police anarchist, self-described anarchist, proud anarchist, living in Oakland. Well, she was leaving a bank parking lot, and two robbers walked in front of her car, stopped her. They then broke her window and stole her purse out of the car. So she got out and ran after them. I don't think these robbers knew that she was a strong believer in restorative justice. So she runs after them. They get in the getaway car and slam the door. Her clothes get stuck in the car, and they drive her 50 feet. She died of brain injuries 3 days later. She was 48 years old. Her family says she wouldn't have wanted to see these murderers punished or prosecuted with a crime. Okay. So a couple days later, they were having a vigil in honor of Jen Angel. And a woman lived nearby the vigil, thought, you know what, I'll go to that. That's great. On the way, she was attacked by two 13-year-old girls, pushed her to the ground, stomped her face into the curb, stole her bag and cell phone, then ran into a car. On the way to the vigil for an anti-police activist who was murdered, curb stomped by two teenage girls, mind you. This is beyond what's the best way to handle. This is about if we want to live in a civilized society or not. The great Oz Guinness coined the term the golden triangle. The idea is that we all want freedom. Freedom's great, but freedom requires virtue. All of our founding fathers knew this and talked about this. But virtue requires faith, and faith requires freedom, and around we go. George Washington said at his first inaugural address, "The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregard the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained." We've disregarded the eternal rules of order and right in our nation. What do we think was going to happen? Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.